Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Holly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I love Bruce. That's funny stuff.
Good morning, Molly. Happy Tuesday. I saw Bruce last night at Raitt Field in the press box, and when I approached him, he just had that grin, that knowing grin on his face, like, yeah, it was quite a fun day, wasn't it? Because his information Monday morning kind of was talked about the rest of the day on the station and in around Chicago baseball. And he's plugged in.
Yeah, he
it's
is.
Fun.
It is fun. And I got to tell you, if you, and I know you did, watched much of Ben Brown last night, that thought went through your head. You were thinking about the upcoming trade, and you were thinking like, wow, I wonder if they can make it by the third inning.
I wonder if he can get here by morning. Whoever that may be, the ace to be named later, we're ready. Chicago is ready for whoever that is, whoever Bruce was referring to.
It's so mean that we're bringing this up.
It's not that mean. It's practical.
Didn't that go through your
head? Yes, it did, actually.
Dustin, that had to go through your head.
Oh, yeah. That last night was so rough. I mean, I even got text from people I normally don't get texts from during that game apologizing for the effort from the Cubs.
You need to buck up a little bit here. We got texters who are already worried about you. They can hear the pain in your voice.
Yeah.
Tough loss.
You know?
I expected more from Ben Brown. You know, every once in a while, we haven't done it a lot, but, you know, there's those must-win statement games.
Mm-hmm.
That was a statement by the Cardinals that they are not going away. They shoved the Cubs last night. They absolutely, and now I'm really curious to see how the Cubs overall respond tonight. They're calling up a guy. They're calling up a guy from the minors to make a start tonight.
The Cardinals are.
Cardinals.
This is an opportunity to rock him.
So let's go.
To make him long for the AAA.
Right.
Yes.
Let's get one of those Jameson Taillon quality starts.
Yes, you need a quality start. Do not roll your eyes. J-Mo's going to come through. I did think, though, somewhere between the second and third home run, Ben Brown, where will you pitch next?
Were all those home runs two-run homers? Like, it wasn't just...
Seemed like it.
Didn't it seem like every one of them was a two-run homer? And they showed at one point, they showed Craig Counsell just turn his back to the field. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Was he turning his back to the field or going to the bullpen phone? I don't know what
or
he
both.
Was doing. It looked like...
He's had enough?
Oh, he looked like he'd
had
seen
enough. Yeah,
I kind of like the way he watches the game. They cut over, and he's always kind of hawk-like. Maybe it's the beak, but he looks hawk-like to me, and he's watching it, and then he just...
Sometimes...
Four two-run homers.
Maybe. Sometimes I think it looks like he always looks like he swallowed a lemon. Just kind of a look on his face like... And
well,
it's hard to watch.
I think we all swallowed a lemon
last night. Was not very promising. It wasn't promising at all. Okay, you want the takeaway if you're looking for something
I got a happy
positive,
takeaway.
Not a happy takeaway.
I got one happy.
But it makes the decision a little bit clearer. It's less ambiguous because I think Ben Brown needs something that allows him to maybe to face mostly right-handers and rely on mostly two pitches. As a starter, that's a problem.
The Brewers lost 5-4. To Pittsburgh.
I saw that.
That was the happy news.
I saw that.
Just saying.
Yeah.
That all that happened is they lost a game in the standings to the Cardinals.
That's it.
And the Cardinals are still tied with Milwaukee.
And over the long haul,
two teams are three in the hook.
Through the course of this long season, which is about at the halfway mark, the Brewers concern me more than the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I do think the Brewers are going to be more motivated. That's the wrong way to put it. The Brewers are more likely to be viable longer, in my mind, than the Cardinals will be. I don't see the Cardinals going out at the deadline and being aggressive and supplementing the roster as much as maybe other teams will. And I think the Brewers are just going to hang around out of habit.
I'm just checking the scorecard here. the Cardinals aren't supposed to be this good, are they? And they're not even that good, but they're supposed to be bad this year.
They're supposed to be a down year.
Didn't we decide?
We decided this was not going to be the year in St. Louis.
So what in the blank is this then?
Smoke, mirrors, and the Cardinal way.
And so today everything will be okay.
Looking forward to talking to Bernie Miklas at 8:25 because maybe he can help us understand how this is happening again.
Yeah, I'm confounded.
Brief aside about last night's game. I know the focus will be on Ben Brown and what's next for the Cubs and how he gave up 4 2-run homers, which one looked like the other, right? They all looked alike.
It was
like automatically, boom, it's gone. But when every time they hit a home run and every time they pan to the outfield, my head went to the same place. Where are all the people?
Yeah, there weren't a lot of people.
Where are all the
game.
People?
Yeah.
Cubs Cardinals, first time since the season started. It's June 23rd, beautiful Monday night in the city of St. Louis. Where are all the people? Not the church and the steeple. As Mully, you got to have the Twitch stream to really appreciate what you just did and tried to do with your hands.
Where, I treated you church. Like a young child.
There's
you said, where are the people? And I showed you the...
Open it up, and there are the people.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors.
Okay. While you're being silly, I'm going to ask Dustin, did you wonder the same thing?
It stuck out like a red flag. Like, the bleachers, you could just move about. I mean, people were going to get the... Instead of somebody catching a home run ball, people were moving to go pick the ball up.
Have people
from
stopped
where
going
it landed.
To Cardinals
yes,
games?
Yes, the attendance is way
down. It was
down.
Like watching a Sox game.
It's way yeah. down.
There was
there.
There was empty
Well, it was
seats.
Like watching a Sox game because the same thing happened in the White Sox.
No.
Lots of home runs by the
Shane
opposition
Smith
last
was,
night.
Shane Smith was in his Ben Brown form.
Can we stop that? Here are two things we're going to do today.
Yeah,
all right?
Okay.
We're going to stop talking about Ben Brown being part of the Cubs rotation. We're going to stop talking about Shane Smith being an all-star.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to be an all-star.
Those two things are going to be edicts for today.
Can't they pass a law that prevents the Sox from getting an all-star? Well, should they have a quick baseball
local ordinance?
Yeah, just saying.
I'll tell you what. If they could do that, then if they forego the all-star selection this year, they will get a tax break in the 78.
Yeah, you take it.
Some sort of local ordinance.
Run like a thief in the night with that one.
But I'm very curious about the attendance situation at Busch Stadium. I don't understand why they have stopped going to Cardinal games. I know that what we said is true. They're not very good, but I thought those were the best fans in baseball.
No.
Just ask them.
No. Maybe they all got stuck, you know, up in that shag carpeting.
No. There's no traffic issues in St. Louis. There's no traffic issues in St. Louis.
No, they get stuck. Sometimes those elevators stop working. It's hard to walk down that arch.
I've been in
the
arch.
Hundreds of people.
I've been in the arch. I used to like going to St. Louis because of the way the running path along the river there was just very nice. Very soothing, very much.
I don't vacation based on running paths.
Yeah.
I do. Well, not vacation. I went vacation to St. Louis. Who goes to St. Louis for vacation?
I have.
Yeah, I've been to St. Louis for vacation, too.
Really?
Yes.
Sorry.
It was one of the main vacations I had
Noah
as
you.
A kid.
I took my kids down there, too.
I took my kids there. They have the, what's it called? The City Museum?
City Museum.
That's phenomenal.
Great museum.
Great. One of the best museums. It's like an interactive museum for kids.
I stand corrected.
And they have a bar in it, so you can watch the kids.
I've only been there for assignments and hockey tournaments.
Yeah, I've been there mainly
Toured Busch Stadium, did the arch. Our guy Bernie Miklas gave me a ton of great places to check out.
Yeah.
We had a fantastic
I like St. Louis actually.
We had a fantastic Italian
I do.
Meal.
Yes. I did
we stayed
too.
At a cool hotel that had like this lobby that showed like light shows in it, all set to music, which was cool, and there was a fantastic barbecue place right down the street from the hotel.
I stayed, I think it's called, like, is it Carrollton or Carlton? I stayed at some, like, suburb, and they had, like, a fresh pasta restaurant there. It was phenomenal and had a really good time in St. Louis.
I don't think that's hard for me to believe. It's a nice place.
It's a nice place.
Gets a bad rap here in Chicago.
Travel down there with the kids, and my wife wasn't feeling well, and packed the car. We got out of the car. Kids were all excited. They got their little, like, Disney, you know, rolling bags.
Yeah.
Wife and I had no luggage.
What happened?
I left it at home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough memory.
We already had, like, pre-bought tickets to go to the Arch, so we did that. And now we had to go to Target and like buy 3 days worth of clothes.
Man.
My wife was not
it's
happy.
It's a bad memory.
Wow. Not
it's
happy.
A bad memory. Jeez. Yeah, that's an expensive vacation. That's well, right. I'm glad I brought it up. So, St.
Yeah,
Louis.
When I was a kid, we drove to St. Louis and we went, you know, we went to the Arch and everything. We went to Six Flags. They used to have one of the first Midwestern Six Flags. It was like a really exciting thing when you're a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That we didn't have a lot.
I spent 2 days there when they were renaming one of the expressways Mark McGuire Highway.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you go to Big Mac Land?
I did not, but I remember that being a thing. It was a controversy. It was right after the whole, I don't know, it was early.
Steroid era?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there were there was that debate going on.
Wasn't he brought back as a hitting coach?
Mm-hmm. It was before that.
The Bowling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Bowling Hall of Fame's there. I've been there.
It's before Sammy reconnected with the Cubs, right?
Yes, it was. That was long before. There's a long 21-year drought there. So a lot of time that passed. But whatever they're doing in St. Louis, they're not going to watch baseball games. And they missed a Cardinal romp last night.
Somebody texted in 847, extreme excessive heat warning last night in St.
Oh,
Louis.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, it's the Cubs-Cardinals, like, There's plenty of Budweiser. There's plenty of water.
Have you ever looked at Wrigley Field and seen empty seats and said, oh, it's because the heat warning?
Not for Cubs Cardinals.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, I know it's sold out, but the other night, that incredibly hot, was it Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like there were some empty seats. Some of the richer seats people had already left. I'm just saying, when it gets that hot, if it...
Well, it is not safe to be outside.
That's also...
Yeah, it's not safe.
That's south of us, right? That there, it's hotter and more humid even than
about
here.
About 5 hours
which
south.
Is very, very hot here.
Mm-hmm. Well, St. Louis can get very humid.
Yesterday was a hot day. I had to go run to Costco.
Oh, my.
And you know how they have the doors open and everything?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was hot in the Costco.
Oh, I know. Well, listen.
Did you take a path and you ran there?
There was no running path at my Costco.
I ran indoors yesterday. I did the treadmill thing.
Oh,
I avoided the cold tub. I know you're happy for me. And we did our shows for CHSN at Wright Field.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the wind.
The first show.
You had the young girl from the South Side.
Hold on. Yeah, get there. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah.
They say on the South Side?
What do they say on the South Side?
They say you can tell a Macaulay girl, but you can't tell her much. See, now that's the kind of line that I would say to that girl, and she would not be as happy.
That's a line that I did not know, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yes.
Because I would have been tempted to.
I'm sorry I said it now.
Yeah.
But I said it as you were interviewing her.
Did you really?
Yeah.
She was very bright.
She was great.
Yeah, she was great. She definitely was a bright spot on the show. And I think that I did the first show, the Big Pro Football Show, with a jacket on. Because Harbor had a jacket on.
Oh, and he looked good.
We didn't want to go short sleeve because he had worn a kind of a shirt. He looked like, you know, a bodybuilder. It would have been kind of distracting. But anyway, it was...
Isn't he a bodybuilder?
He is a bodybuilder.
Like,
yeah. But anyway, we did...
Guys did shows yesterday with no sleeves because they're kind of bodybuilders.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
Anyway, let me finish the story.
Oh,
then
ahead,
I did the second show without the jacket because it was like 95 degrees. And it was hot, so with short sleeves.
My niece was in, who watches apparently a lot of reality television. So I'm watching you talking to Clay Harbor, and she walks in, and she's like, oh, my God, that's Clay Harbor. He was on, and she knew everything about him on The Bachelor.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
Oh, I cannot wait to tell him that.
She didn't know anything. She's like, does he live in Chicago? What's he doing on that? And I was like, yeah, he's. I gave her his background.
Oh, my gosh.
She knew exactly who he was because she saw him. I think he might have been on two different.
He was on The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's what she told me.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Is that hilarious?
That is very funny.
I said, I don't know how thrilled he'd be to know that you only know him for that.
He's used to that. He takes it very well.
Is that
He's
right?
a good sport about it.
Yeah.
But what people, not your niece necessarily,
no.
but it shouldn't obscure the fact he's become a very good analyst. And
I
he's
think
worked
he's
hard
done really well.
At
and
doing
I,
that
I
very
think of
well.
Him as a football guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, you know, he's obviously, a good looking, well built man.
But it's
I mean,
funny how people look at him and think, well,
I just, it was
bachelor?
Exactly.
Football analyst.
Exactly. Totally different. Two of us.
Uncle
sitting,
Mike?
Yeah, exactly.
Football analyst.
Yeah, exactly.
Niece? Oh my gosh. That's Clay Harbor.
That's Clay Harbor from The Bachelor. Like, it was
well,
hysterical.
Then you can understand a little bit why I don't want to, you know, sit next to him when he's wearing just a short sleeve t shirt. It's a strapping man.
That's why I'm kind of always shocked, too, that he didn't, you know, I mean, he's probably indifferent about the Bachelor. I know he's trying to, like, move away from that and mm-hmm. be focused
yes.
more on football. But, like, when I think of Clay Harbor, I think of former football player and The Bachelor. That's the two
didn't
things
he ask
I think
us
of.
To remove
Did you ever
the
watch?
Bachelor stuff from his open?
He didn't really ask. He kind of, like,
he's kinda
he was
kidding
okay.
about
he
it.
Was kidding.
Yeah.
He was joking.
No, he's
I have seen him in situations where people have brought that up, and he has handled it really professionally because
yeah.
it would get tired. It would get old.
Right.
But I think that...
Yeah, I mean, he did that for how long, you know?
Not quite sure.
And
it wasn't that long.
I'm just
long.
Saying, it's not very long, and yet it's kind
of... It's funny to hear him talk about what goes on or what went on behind the scenes of that show and how it sort of forced the forced conversations and the contrived settings and all of the things that you don't see when you're just sitting there watching it.
Is that the show where they give the roses?
Yes.
Okay, so I will say this. I've never seen an episode of that, but I know that that's the show where they give the roses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's part of the culture.
It is part of the culture.
I'm aware of some of the tomfoolery going
yes.
on, but I don't watch it, and I don't know anything about it. I've heard, like, did Aaron Rodgers' brother go on that show?
Yeah, I think Jordan Rodgers was on there.
So I'm saying, like, I'll find out.
And Clay still has, like, a cousin, I think, involved with one of the shows. Then, and he still has some connections, so he's still in touch with people who are involved.
He could get
involved.
You in paradise.
Yeah, he could get somebody on there if they needed to. Yeah, he definitely could find the way.
Oh, God.
The young lady that you were referring to, young woman who plays hockey for Mother Macaulay was Abby Murphy.
Oh, okay.
She was a Shy Sox athlete. They
yes.
have
yeah,
NIL deals. And
she was great.
She was a very, very lively personality, a lot of charisma, and she plays hockey for the University of Minnesota.
She reminded me of Southsider. I know 1,000 people like her. Now, I don't mean it that she's not unique. I'm saying
yeah.
that kind of down-to-earth
so,
but
she's very down to earth,
and,
very
yes.
easy to talk to,
yes,
right? And
yes.
so we're talking to her on the set. We didn't have very long for the interview.
And her hair.
All over the place.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it was
it was very
really
windy.
Funny.
So
well, yeah.
tell this real quick. So we're talking to her, and you're asking about what it means to be a Shy Sox athlete,
yeah.
Mother Macaulay, the hockey journey, when was she started. Then you get, you know, you're done. And then we get off the air, and she's leaving, and you're thanking her, and she's very cordial and personable. And I said, are you working out? And something to the effect of who your favorite player growing up is. She's a Patrick Kane. I just worked out today in the same ice with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'd have been great to use on the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, Kane must be in town. She's still working out. And
wow,
yeah,
that's great.
It was pretty cool.
Super pretty cool. She's a goalie, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely. No, wait, she's a forward.
Oh, she's
yeah,
a forward.
She's a forward.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
I was trying to figure out.
She's from Minnesota. Or she?
Oh, she goes to.
She goes to Minnesota. Yeah. She's from the South Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you could tell.
Don't be stealing
no.
the South Side or yeah. somebody, every one of them. No,
so that
was
fun.
Great. She was really good.
Back at it tonight. The Sox and the Diamondbacks. Cubs back in St. Louis. And hope for better results because it was tough to watch both games last night. Either game.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I had the misfortune of watching one, tuning into the other, or tuning back to the other. It just kept getting worse. It was nothing good. You know, Ben Brown started out okay. Didn't he get through a couple innings? You were kind of like, oh, you know, this is going to be a pretty
I just
ugly.
I just was waiting for the inevitable –
Oh, you felt it coming.
Post-game comment about him eating innings, and at least he wasn't that bad because he got us into the sixth. Oh gosh!
Doesn't he work
four home runs?
Doesn't he work with like a positive mental
skills coach?
Skills coach, yeah. Right? Something like that. Because he always talks about it after wins, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing he didn't talk about it yesterday after the game.
I did not hear that part, yeah. But I wasn't listening that closely because I was just fed up.
Yeah, no, that was pretty. It was pretty rough.
It was pretty rough.
But he does. He does talk about that. Like whenever he has success, he talks about them.
Yeah, you feel for Ben, yes. Brown. He's got enormous potential.
Right.
He's got obvious skills, and he's got nasty stuff. When he's in command.
A long drink of water. How tall is that man? 6'6".
Gotta be 6'5". But
he's pretty tall.
He's tall and he's lanky.
And that usually works with pitching.
You would think, but the home run balls have got to be avoided. Left-handed hitters.
And it wasn't just like, oh, that ball crawled over the fence.
No, these were no doubters.
Yeah.
They were no doubters.
It was like there were guys like standing there.
You could hear the pain in Pat Hughes' voice.
Yeah, it was rough.
Slightly.
It was rough. It was rough, and it was bad, and there's not much you can do about it. And the good news is the Brewers lost, too.
Brewers lost, too. We're one day away from the NBA draft, which is going to be a two-night affair.
That's ridiculous.
Bulls speculation continues to build around a potential trade. We'll talk about that.
It's ridiculous. It's two nights.
What's ridiculous?
It's two nights. They can zip through the second round, and then you get it over. The problem I have with it, and I'll just say it, and I know I'm going to get this thrown back at me. Mm-hmm. There are exceptions to every rule, but yep. For the most part, there aren't enough players in the first round of the draft to make all the NBA rosters. The second round of the NBA draft is not – it's just not compelling enough to keep you – tuned into it for a second night, my opinion.
That's the rule. The exceptions make you coming back for more because I do think you have the Io DeSumos, you have the Jokers, you have other examples of second-round picks. Jalen Brunson, I think, was a second-round pick, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a ton of second-round picks that have made it in the NBA.
So watch because of those guys.
But that it's if you broke down the numbers – it's not enough to carry a night of television.
So it's a tough putt for you.
That's it.
I am the guy who advocated the NFL take over the entire week and have one round per night. So I am not going to be criticizing the NBA for going two nights. I think it's a good start.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about the NFL draft going that long. Probably don't like it. But they could always squeeze another day out of
the
NBA.
We could definitely get used to it.
But the NBA draft, I'm sorry.
NBA draft might be straining for interest and storylines on the second night, unless they try to spice it up. Maybe some more trades will be made. There's always something. The NBA, this is silly season. We're hearing all kinds of scenarios going on right now.
You know, here's the thing I keep going back to. If you think about the fact that Kevin Durant was traded, think about every team that was talking about trading for Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. There's about seven teams that had a conversation or were interested in trying to do that. Does that mean they want to trade for someone else?
Yes. It means they want to trade to shake up something for some reason.
Right.
And everybody has a sort of compelling urge to do something to change the roster. Everybody but the Bulls.
It's very true.
The Bulls cling to the status quo like teams like the Celtics are going out and changing the roster because they know it's going to be a different season, which is why they traded 35-year-old Jrue Holiday yesterday.
Yeah, that was
an eye-opener.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that had more to do with age, with deteriorating skills.
No doubt.
I think he scored fewer points than he has since he also didn't make the all defensive team.
But my point is that it's responsive to a roster reality.
Well, that's
and the best organizations do that aggressively.
Yes.
And you've got to be proactive and you've got to do that this week if you're ever going to do it.
And you got to have good players.
You got to have good players.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.